When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're confident in Kevin.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is George McCaskey talking about Kevin Warren, who really hired as the Bears team president. We talked about him earlier. How would he handle the new coaching search, etc. His main job, his role in the organization at this point is to get a new stadium for the Bears.
Priority one.
That's it.
Yes.
He's brought in to help create the dome, and he wants to do it on the lakefront. And he's been very, very open about that idea. He loves that concept, and that's a no-go. The museum campus idea, using that in a way to sort of help the Bears profit. It's a private building, but they want public funds.
It's an odd structure.
They've got like $2.3 billion.
It's a huge financial burden.
Unbelievable.
Public subsidies would be untenable, and I think it would also invite some litigation.
And there's no appetite for it in Springfield. So there's the mayor might be on board, but there's no money in Chicago.
That doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing.
And I think what we see this morning at Crane's reporting this, and no conspiracy theorists, I don't believe this is related to wanting us to be distracted from what's going on at House Hall.
Hey, speaking of the play caller,
have you seen these renderings? Michael Reese, that's back on. Our season's going so poorly, let's change the subject. But this is a very interesting story because it does have a little bit more, I think, possibility and flexibility, and it reflects the Bears pivoting. They're calling an audible, as the lead suggests, and they're looking at the Michael Reese site, the 49 acres south of McCormick Place. The mixed-use campus plan would include Michael Reese development with residential buildings, a hotel, entertainment options. Mully, the key line in the story, though, as we will continue to discuss, the financial structure is not yet known. So we don't know what they plan to do in terms of the public ask. My sense would be, if they're going to float this and pursue this, it would be much less than it is now, right?
But I think what's fascinating, just think about the city of Chicago. You're talking about an area, you're talking about a site that has been vacant for a long time. There's nothing there. I got to be honest with you, it's actually not a bad site for the White Sox. If they wanted to move down there.
It's a good spot for a sports stadium. If you're going to build a sports stadium in the city.
If you want to build a dome, you build it here. Well, by the way, we've got all sorts of money, and we want to build, clubs, bars, maybe get it. Can we get a casino in here?
Which is where Jim Reynolds, the CEO of Loop Capital, may come in.
Yes.
Because he has been part of the coalition of real estate interests led by Farpoint Development. Scott Goodman proposed a $3.8 billion mega development, according to the story, at the property, which was approved in 2021. There is momentum here for such a project. You would think that there might be private investment here that doesn't exist on the lakefront.
And you build some hotels. They're talking about apartment buildings. David, you've got McCormick Place not far from there, okay? So you've got people coming into town for various conventions. You could keep them in that area, perhaps.
Wintrust Arena.
You got Wintrust Arena right there. The Chicago Sky.
South Loop.
DePaul.
The White Sox may build at the 78. That's a different story for another day. You mentioned during the break that it is a good idea. You're going to have the Obama Library. It's going to have to go a little bit further south.
That's Jackson Park.
But if somebody is a destination coming to Chicago for that purpose, I think that you could envision those things being very attractive.
That's
and very
short Uber ride.
It is.
Honestly.
And so this to me seems like it's something that makes a little bit more sense. And why they didn't propose this initially might be because they were obsessed with the lakefront. They wanted to see if they could get it done. But if this is the direction they choose to go, you still wonder what's going to happen to the land they own at Arlington Heights. Are they going to flip that? And this is not good news for Arlington Heights, because I do think you could envision this having a little bit more momentum and a lot more funding behind it that is, I think, private investment. That seems to be the gist of this.
I mean, I want to know who's against it. Again, we don't know the dollar numbers or anything like that. But again, if you have private investment adding to your $2.3 billion stadium plus, right? You can get people on board to invest in that. The Bears aren't going anywhere. And you're keeping the Bears in Chicago. It's a great destination to come to the city and be able to go to the lakefront to see a game. You know, you get this area fixed up. You're not that far from the L. I'm just saying, this changes kind of the way you look.
It would be an economic jolt to the South Side.
Yes, it would.
That everybody could understand.
Yes.
And I think it would definitely galvanize that part of the city in a way that is needed. And I think that it does seem to be something worth exploring more than maybe the other project is.
And you know, I wonder what the economist at the University of Chicago, the guy who came out and said, if you want to build a dome there on the lakefront.
Alan Sanderson.
He said something like you'd be just as well off throwing money out of a helicopter to try to get people
he
some
has
money
a way
on
with
the South
words.
Side. Well played.
And
I'd be curious if this is more plausible. Let's start with Cody. Cody's on I-55. Hey, Cody. Cody, are you in a well? What's going on, buddy? We
bad
can't
connection,
hear you.
Cody. Speak a little clearer if you could.
All right.
I'm sorry, Cody.
Sorry, Cody. We'll try Carl. Carl's on the south side. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
This is a simple solution. I don't know why you guys haven't seen it. The easiest way to get this done is for the Bears to pick up the price. The team is worth that money to build a stadium just in their own value. And it can be at where Soldier Field is now. The Park District of a yield because the Bears get all the revenue for football. They spent money from other revenues during all season with the city. They build a parking facilities down at Michael Reese, put in the people moving system that serves McCormick Place and Soldier Field, and they all make money. The city makes money. That bypasses the park, the friends of the park.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Cody. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about sticking where the stadium is now.
This is moving to the Michael Reese site. This is the new story.
You're building a dome at the new site. Therefore, you know, you don't get the great shot off the lake, but the lake's not that far away. You got to go over LSD. I get it, but I mean,
you're in the city.
You're in the city.
You're in Chicago.
You're revitalizing an area.
Yeah.
And you're adding to what's already there, which is McCormick Place and Wintrust and all that stuff.
And Kevin Warren is big on making no small plans.
Yeah.
And quoting.
No, these are, you know, yes, you're right.
He wants something that is profound and lasting and significant, regardless of where this is in the city. If the Bears remain in the city,
yes,
that will be a legacy. That he should be proud of, or the Bears should definitely would cling to. Arlington Heights makes sense financially. We understand it's the way that the NFL works, and you build your own stadium, you print your own money, essentially. But if they stay in Chicago, I think everyone would understand the long-term value of that and the importance and significance of that.
And you know, what they're looking for with this public-private relationship at the current dome project, the idea of putting a dome where Soldier Field is, that is, I guess, in the south lot next to it. That is, that's not flying with anybody in Springfield.
I haven't heard anybody.
No one.
Haven't heard anybody explain that in a way that makes sense.
No.
I think they're going to look back at this time as wasted time and energy, maybe resources, because this was a non-starter from the beginning, and they really devoted a lot of time and energy and resources to it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's try Ethan. Ethan is on the Odyssey app. Hey, Ethan.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I think that your show is great, but here's my question. Why the pivot from an established place you have already bought for hundreds of millions of dollars mm-hmm. in Arlington Heights to a place that doesn't have all the benefits that we're talking about on the lakefront. I mean, it was a full steam ahead charge with that, and now we're talking about a place that was not as unique and not as established. So I just don't understand it. Is this a leverage play again?
I don't believe it's a leverage play, Ethan. I appreciate the phone call because I think it is a good question. And I just think it's a matter of, and correct if I'm wrong, Molly, but I think that it's just, they brought in Kevin Warren, and his vision was different than what Ted Phillips was or what the Bears was under Ted Phillips. And I think just the change at team president made their ambitions different. And I don't think they wanted to, I don't want to say settle for Arlington Heights, but their priorities might have shifted or changed. And there's became a higher priority to keep the Bears in the city. I don't know if that makes financial sense. I don't know if they're going to make as much money as they could if they buy the land, and own the stadium. But I do think that people, I think there's a lot of people could understand why there is value in staying in the city of Chicago and why the Bears would want to do this if it makes financial sense and it's not too big of a public ask.
I mean, look, you know, the Decatur Staleys moved to Chicago. They play in Wrigley Field. Then they move downtown to Soldier Field, and from the minute they are there, it's their home stadium, but they don't, it's a public facility, they don't own it. They want to try to maximize how much money they have. Clearly, the way to do it is to build your own building. You don't have to be Jerry Jones to figure that out. So the value of the franchise will increase exponentially depending on whether they get a dome and where they get that dome. They bought the old Arlington Heights. They thought that was going to be where they would end up. And now Kevin Warren comes in, and they operated on two fronts. And I did believe that they were using part of what they were doing. They were going to wind up in Arlington Heights. If this gives them another option where you can pretty much, if not save, create a new dynamic neighborhood in Chicago, isn't that what they're doing around the United Center right now?
That is what they're doing on the West Side.
Yes.
No doubt about it. That's a great example. The investment into those neighborhoods, into that part of the city by the Wirtzes and the Reinsdorfs, that significant investment in the city. This is similar to that. And I think if you hear excitement in our voices, it's not necessarily because we've changed our minds about this. Still is public subsidies are a non-starter.
Oh, no.
That doesn't change.
I'm against
but
that.
But this plan seems to, according to the initial report, include private investment by developers. That's a huge difference in the two sites and in the two plans.
That adds to the $2.3 billion that they have set aside for having their own. And you know what? I mean, the reality is, explain to me how investing in the museum campus dome helps the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago. It helps the Bears because by all accounts, everything that they were going to hold there, every concert, they got the revenue from it. It wasn't like they were giving back half of it, whatever it might be. So I guess it's all negotiation, but our city founders created was a lakefront where you don't have commercial businesses,
right?
Where you have like the beauty of the lakefront itself. You know, the river isn't going to catch
it's
fire.
It's preserved
like
and protected.
It did in Cleveland.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. So we're using part of what we have.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.